Universal Time. Stay tuned for Daybreak Africa coming up after these latest world news headlines.
I'm Victor Beatty reporting. British voters head to polls Thursday for what has been called the most important vote of their lifetimes, whether the United Kingdom should remain in or leave the European Union. Wednesday was the last day of campaigning. Prime Minister David Cameron urging voters to cast ballots to stay in the EU.
We are stronger, we are better off, we are safer in a reformed European Union. And that is why we should vote Remain tomorrow morning in the largest possible numbers.
Conservative politician and Justice Secretary Michael Gove is among the leading advocates for the Leave campaign.
I respect people on both sides of the argument, and I think it's good that we hear from the heart from politicians and others who want us to remain and who want us to leave. But ultimately, people will have a chance tomorrow to take back control of our democracy, and I think that is a very, very powerful argument.
Two polls just before the Thursday referendum showed a slight advantage to the Leave campaign. Election analysts say the turnout will be crucial. Gunmen in southern Nigeria kidnapped at least seven people, including four Australians and a New Zealander, identified as contractors for a mining and engineering company on the outskirts of the city Calabar in Cross River State Wednesday. Their driver killed. Malcolm Turnbull is the Australian Prime Minister.
The Australian High Commissioner is on the scene, and we are working with the authorities, the local authorities at the highest levels.
The Australian Prime Minister said the identity of the kidnappers is still not known. He described the incident as a very serious criminal assault. The kidnappers have not yet been contacted by, police. Abductions for ransom has been a long-standing problem in the region where much of Nigeria's oil wealth is located. This is VOA News. In Iraq,